You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday. Drew Lerner is here to take a look at the weather forecast for the Midwest, the nation, and the planet. Let's start in the Midwest. Tell me about growing conditions, rainfall, how much we've had, what the expectations for the next week might be.
Well, it certainly looks like we're at the end of our little calm period where there's not so much precipitation occurring. We will go into a rather active weather pattern here for the balance of this week going into next week with frequent storms marching across the region. Most likely we will see plenty of moisture, if not too much moisture, across the regions coming out of Kansas and Nebraska through Iowa into parts of Wisconsin, southern Minnesota, maybe even all the way over to Michigan, including parts of northern Illinois. All of these areas will see a near daily occurrence of showers and thunderstorms in at least a portion of each of those regions, and we will see this, like I said, all the way through the first part of next week. Now, today will be relatively dry still, and tomorrow will probably be that way again for quite a few areas in the eastern parts of the region, but starting out in the west, in the plains, we're likely to see conditions starting to deteriorate once again, and we still haven't gotten dry enough in parts of the southwestern parts of the Corn Belt for us to get out and finish the soybean planting, and that's the biggest concern. Of course, that's the talk of the town right now, whether or not we're going to see those crops get into the ground. And my guess is we're going to leave quite a bit out of the fields just simply because it's not going to be dry enough for a long enough period of time before those insurance dates are gone for them to get into the fields and get that work done.
The USDA in its WASDE report this morning made note of the western areas that it had been very wet. However, they did not allow that to impact the size of the hard red winter wheat crop. Would you expect that disease will play a major role in that crop as it comes to fruition?
I've already heard some reports that indeed the scab problem is occurring in the southern parts of the region. There's been sporadic reports of rust as well, and I think as we go forward through this next two-week period, we're going to hear more about that. So I think there has to be some kind of reduction. Certainly a quality problem, by all means, is going to be coming forth on this environment. It's questionable as to how much we lose in these wet environments. We always generate the scab and the rust, and we always lose a little yield, but it's always difficult to predict exactly how big the impact is. But this has certainly been a very wet year, record-setting for Oklahoma and Texas, and nearly record-setting in Kansas. So there is a fair chance that we will see some loss in production. And as we move forward through this next two-week period, it has to stop raining, or there's going to be further loss in quality because of the fact that Oklahoma and Texas is waiting for dry weather now to get out and start working those fields.
Can you check in on the Canadian prairies for me as well?
Most of the Canadian prairies region continues to be suffering from lack of moisture, and that's going to be ongoing. There was what looked like it was going to be a good rain event take place here this weekend, but that is now proving to be false. As is always the case in a drought, there tends to be a good advertised precipitation, but when it comes to the actual reality of the event, it tends to fail, and that's what's occurring right now. It's going to be hot in Canada again tomorrow afternoon and also on Friday afternoon, followed by a strong cold front, but it's not going to have any moisture to work with. We're going to end up leaving a lot of cropland up there still hurting badly for moisture.
Thank you so much, Drew. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Helps us wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.